You sound like President Barack Obama. He's soon going to finish 8 years. You would have never thought there'd be in your lifetime a black president.
That's right. I think that him being president brings together, for lack of a better word, all of the training, all of the education, all of what I was taught that you should do, prepare yourself to make that next step. And it may not be you, but pass it on to the next one and keep passing it on. They passed it on to us. Mr. Parrish, our principal, he was an oratorical person. Very, very, very. Alexander, they called him Prof. Alexander. Very, very intellectual. We had teachers that told us, one of these days you're going to be here. One of these days you will have an opportunity. Will you be ready? When that door opens for you, will you be ready? And so when I see him, I think that the door opened, he was ready. His voice, the intellectual about him, he is ready. But all of the obstacles that's coming before him, all of those things, I would tell him, that's okay. And they told us, everybody's not going to like you, but you do it right. You do it right. So I think that he is the person that the teachers all prepared us for. And I would like to tell him, I went to the top. I was the first African-American to be elected president of the Oklahoma Federation of Democratic Women. And I didn't realize that there was a ceiling there. Or I'll go back before. When I was elected Secretary-Treasurer of the Grady County Democratic Party, a woman came to my office at Pooh Mortgage Company, and she told me to come out to her car. She didn't want the people inside to hear her discuss what she wanted to discuss with me. She told me, now you've been elected, but you don't handle any money. You don't do anything. You're just there. I told her I had been elected and I was going to serve. And I did. When I became president of the Oklahoma Federation of Democratic Women, they told me, you're not supposed to help us with these decisions and carry that out. I said, but I can do that, and I'm going to fulfill my responsibility as president. When that was over, I was the first black to be elected 4th district chairperson. They fought me out of that. My husband said, you don't have to take that. He said, you resign from that. I resigned from that.
They fought you, and so you resigned.
Yes. I resigned from being 4th District.
Why did you resign?
Because it was so much hassle, people saying this and saying, what are you going to do about this? You don't need to do this. And I would come home and discuss it with my husband. And so it was a hassle with that. He said, you don't have to. So I resigned from that. When I got to be the first president of the American Association of University Women, I then went on to be the first African-American elected to be on the foundation board, taking care of millions of dollars, which was no problem for me because mortgage banking and banking was my background. Looking at money and talking about money was no problem for me. I could do that. And yet they thought, no, there's something wrong with that. There was a ceiling.
Okay, so yours was a double ceiling? Was it
yes.
Because you were black and
yeah.
Female?
Yes. I've had to encounter all of that. So all of the things that I accomplished in my life, it has not come without being black and a woman, or a combination of both. But it has been through prayer that I have survived. I want you to know that. And I've got to say, I would tell any individual, whether it's black, white, whatever, be who you are. I have had to be Loretta. I've had to be black. When I walk out of this door, I can walk on a state level, on a national level. When I met with Hillary Clinton, when I met with President, I was a black person. I'm always that. what comes out of my mouth after that. I can help you with whatever, but I am who I am, and I've never denied that. I've never tried to be anyone else. I've never tried to be that. I'm just Loretta. I've got pictures to show you with the president.
Which president?
Jimmy Carter.
You met Jimmy Carter?
Yes. I was invited to the White House to discuss black community concerns, to help this community.